Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, it's Friday, so you already know this is going to be a Safety FM mini episode.
You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. Minnie, this is Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the wood. Well, I've been sitting around thinking about this, having some conversations recently as well about the same subject matter. And as we get towards the beginning of the year, because we're still in the first month, so we can get away with saying that, I keep on wondering, do we have time to go back to the basics? Is this the time that we sit around and we think about what is the basic concepts that we need to think about when it comes to this whole thing of safety differently and the five principles of human performance? So, as we've been throughout the years and taking a look around, there is a difference between the principles of human performance and the principles of safety differently. So maybe right now is the time to have that brief discussion. So let's talk about the four principles of safety differently. Number one, safety is not defined by the absence of accidents, but by the presence of capacity. Number two, workers aren't the problem. Workers are the problem solvers. Number three, we don't constrain workers in order to create safety. We ask workers what they need to do work safely, reliably, and productively. Number four, safety doesn't prevent bad things from happening. Safety ensures good things happen while workers do work in complex and adaptive work environments. So right now, let's go ahead and move forward and talk about the five principles of human performance and see how they compare real quick.
This is the Jay Allen Show.
These days, it can be hard to find and hire the right candidates for your small business. That's why LinkedIn Jobs made it easier to find the people that you want to talk to faster and for free. I have to tell you, even before they ever became a sponsor here on Safety FM, we have used LinkedIn Jobs to help find the people that we have here on Safety FM. It's an easy service to use. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of only the most qualified candidates. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/safetyfm. That's linkedin.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
And we are back on the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM.
First principle of human performance. One, error is normal. Even the best people make mistakes. Number two, blame fixes nothing. Number three, learning and improving are vital. Learning is deliberate. Number four, context influences behavior, system drives outcome. Number five, how you respond to failure matters. How leaders act and respond counts. So think about that real quick. As we're talking about this, I've given you two different concepts, the principles of safety differently, and then now the principles related to human performance. As you look at them, and we're here at the beginning of the year, which ones do you think apply mostly to what you do? Which ones apply mostly to the things that happen day in and day out? Are these concepts that you could actually use inside of your workplace? Or are these concepts that you don't think that they could actually work inside of your workplace? And if you listen to them again, which ones do you lean towards more than the other, if any? Well, I'm sure we're not going to solve this on a mini episode today, but something definitely to think about. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.